Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mental Note, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this Monday, September 26th, the year of 2022. I am so happy that you're joining me today, guys. It's a sunny afternoon here in Florida. It is the calm before the storm, guys. Hurricane Ian is headed our way, and I just want to chat a bit. Happy fall, right? Either way, we're going to have a good time right here on Mental Note. A blessed good time, guys. It's been a long time since I've spoken with you, and I am so excited to be joining you today. Excited is probably not the right word. I'm going to say energized. I am energized to be joining you today, guys. I have been away off of the airwaves for about a year, and I have missed you dearly, right? I have a lot of people that have been asking me, Steph, SS, when are you coming back to Mental Note? When are you going to be on the air? I have been active, guys, on social media, a little bit active, I'll say, on Instagram, letting you all know that it's the show was coming back around, that I would be here every week, having guests on the show, you know, doing it like we've always done it. But, you know, as life would have it, I have been busy, guys, doing my thing in the nonprofit sector, you know, fundraising for nonprofits and selling real estate and doing some investing and, you know, being a mom to my sons, a nana to my grandchildren. Guys, it's just been a whirlwind here the last few years. A wife to my husband. Let me say that. Listen, guys, it has been an interesting few years, and I definitely have a lot to talk about. I always have a lot to talk about, right? It has been all sorts of things happening the last few years, so I definitely want to let you in on a couple of things. First and foremost, I really want to talk about what has been happening. Oh, guys, I have this click in the phone, and I'm not real sure what that clicking is, and I don't know if you can hear it, but I can hear it. But I just want to, you know, these cell phones, because here on Blog Talk, guys, we could actually call in to do the show. And so, you know, with our microphone or whatever, but you have to call in. And so I can hear, like in my headphones, I can hear the clicking. But that's neither here nor there. We shall continue. Guys, what I really want to talk about first and foremost is the storm that's headed our way. I'm here in Florida. As you all know, I was in Atlanta, in that area, for many years. And so now I'm here in Florida. And one of the things, guys, that I've noticed about being here in Florida is that, you know, they have these tropical storms. And when I say tropical storms, meaning that mostly every day it rains, right? It rains, you know, and then the sun comes out. So it'll rain for a few minutes and then the sun will come out. But, you know, sometimes it gets really windy, really, you know, lightning and stormy. And it lasts maybe an hour or so, and then, you know, it'll go away. But what surprises me is that it's consistent day after day after day, where I am anyway, which is like South Central Florida. But now there is a hurricane headed this way, guys, Hurricane Ian. You know, Hurricane Fiona just hit Puerto Rico, and it went through, I think it's in Cuba now, maybe, or maybe that's Ian that's in Cuba, but it hit Canada, and Fiona was very destructive in Puerto Rico, which is six out of my mind. because it was such a disastrous storm. And so as we were focusing on what was happening there, Ian was like revving up, getting ready to hit Florida. And to actually hit coming this way, like southwest, southern part of Florida, central part of Florida. And so I am, you know, watching the news and preparing actually to evacuate. I'm not going to, like, I'm not a Floridian to the point where I want to, like, wait and see what happens and all this stuff, because I have a cute little neighbor, guys, across the street from my rental where I've been over the summer. And she said, you know, she's a Floridian. She's been here all of her life. And so she's like, you know what, I never evacuate. I just wait and I just, you know, wait the storm out, or I just, you know, get a few things, get some water, gas my car up, and I wait. And I'm like, okay. She's like 80 years old, guys. So, you know, she is she's accustomed to the storms, whereas me, you know, being originally from Alabama, I'm accustomed to tornadoes, but I'm not so accustomed to hurricanes. I've never been in a hurricane. I've, you know, heard about them, watched them on the news, that sort of thing, but never have felt the effects of a hurricane. So I'm not so keen on waiting it out. So, guys, that's my first thing that I wanted to just chat about real quickly. And also just to say thank you. Let me just take a moment and say thank you to those new followers that I have on Instagram. You guys are rapidly joining this mental note journey, and I am so grateful. It, you know, I've been on it for a minute, and some things have happened and transpired that I will be telling you all about as things continue. But for those of you who have been with me since 2007, you know, mental note was not even a thought until I brought it to the airways. And so I thank you for just being with me on that journey and for continuing to tune in every opportunity you get. I know, you know, in recent years I haven't been as consistent because I used to be on Mental Note. I used to be here at Blog Talk every single day. But now I will be here every Monday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you'd like to join me, listen in, share your very own mental note, I would gladly accept it, encourage it, and be happy for it. So, you know, I say that there again, this is kind of like, let me reintroduce myself. SS in your ear, guys. You know, I am so elated that the good Lord has allowed me to keep the same passion for speaking to you all that I've had for many, many years since I was a teenager, as a matter of fact, guys, because I started this journey at 19 years old on television. Locally in Alabama, where I'm from, I did a teen talk show. And, you know, it was one of those things where I never really sought out. I didn't seek it out. It just kind of, my life kind of meandered to it, in a sense. Worked for a television station, which was one of my first jobs, working, handling, you know, trafficking and the pilots for a television station. And the owners of the television station actually did like a variety show on their station because I was the assistant to the GMs of the actual the people who own the television station, 18 years old. And so after, you know, handling the pilots, watching them do their show, I was inspired. I was like, wait a minute, I wonder if I could do that. Sought out to do it, you know, getting people to actually fund the show, you know, produce the show is what we call it. And so I went to local business owners, found people who would believe in what it was that I wanted to talk about, which was teen issues at the time, And they said, okay, we'll fund this and we'll give you an opportunity to see what you can do. So I did that for a while before moving to Atlanta. And I'll tell you what all happened in between time, guys, if you want to listen in. It's been an interesting journey. Some names you will know that I've had the opportunity to work with and to bump into over the years. Some interesting stories, guys. People that you would be like, what? Yeah. So be sure to listen in, because I'm going to give you a mental note, something to think about, hopefully something that you can grow from, learn from, be inspired by. And then I will also have people here joining me. You know, I've always had guests on the show, and I will have new guests, you know, on the show as we continue. I have a dear friend. He is a Grammy Award-winning producer, and he has said that he would join me on the show. So I am excited to let you hear him talk about his journey in the music business, guys, because this is Mental Note, Great Minds in Music. And so, and then also my son, actually, he's a musician. He is a rap artist, and he's very good, and I'm going to have him on the show just talking about, you know, where he gets his inspiration from. I will also have just a lot of business owners on the show. I have another dear friend, guys, who's a hypnotist, which I find very interesting, but she's also a first lady of a church. So, she's my bestie, and she's a very interesting lady, and so we're going to have her on the show. So, you know, and this is going to be coming up very soon, guys, so be sure to tune in every Monday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, and also join me on Instagram at Mental Note TV if you would like to share your mental note. It could be anything. You know, what are you currently thinking about? What are you currently reading? What music are you listening to right now? What inspires you? Do you have a scripture that you meditate on that you'd like to share with the audience? Those are mental notes, things that we can think about, guys, and grow from and be inspired by. And music is the same, right? Mental note, great minds in music. Music inspires us, right? It gives us breath. You know, it gives us energy, music does. And so I have always loved music, all genres of music, guys. From, you know, I love country music. Coming from Alabama, you know, we listen to country music. I love rock because I lived in the Midwest and up north coming up, you know, when I was in my formative years, you know, as a teenager. I lived in Chicago. I lived in Ohio. And so, you know, I liked rock at the time. You know, I was hanging out with kids who liked rock, and I became accustomed to it, and I liked it, you know. And then, of course, just my family, my roots, who I am, hip-hop, guys, 90s, that was my time, you know. That was, you know, where you kind of really got interested and got motivated by the lyrics of the lyricists, guys, that came out in the 90s. You talk about Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas. I mean, and the list goes on. Little Kim, Eve, Missy Elliott, Aaliyah, and the list goes on, you know. So those are our pioneers when it comes to music, guys. And I love R&B. I love soul. My dad owned a, then I guess it was called a pool hall, but at night it turned into a nightclub, a soul nightclub. So we had the likes of, it was on the jukebox. Guys, Daddy had a jukebox by the time I came around, but he was elderly then. But before it, you know, before they played the jukebox, we have had live performances from anybody from Denise LaSalle to Betty Wright to James Brown, guys. Daddy paid James Brown $150 to perform in his club back in the day, the Chitlin' Circuit. So, you know, I have a little bit of history there when it comes to this thing. So, guys, please listen. You know, I hope that, you know, you will get something from it. Mental note, where great minds in music meet and are celebrated. Just wanted to do a little brief intro, guys. Say hello, 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 hello. And catch me, like I said, on Facebook as well as Instagram. And be sure to let me know your thoughts, guys. Looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. And then keep in mind that you can always call in here on the show at 563-999-3795. Until we meet again, guys, remember, in all things, peace and love. Mental note.